So, I mean, what now? I don't really have experience in this kind of thing. So, do we start planning now, or do we wait? Are we gonna elope, or are we gonna have a full wedding? I kind of want a full wedding, to be completely honest, and I've always kind of imagined getting married maybe at, like, an old Victorian home or something like that, and I... You know, now that we're engaged, you can't just shut me up by kissing me, right? We're engaged. Oh my god. Sorry, it's just like... You're my... fiancé. That's... crazy. How does one fiancé? Is the real question here. Like, do I act differently? Do I start cooking for you more? Like, wifey material? Or whatever it's called? Do I, start, I don't know, cleaning the house more? I don't really... Okay, I guess that time was warranted. I did start freaking out a bit. Let's take this one step at a time. First, who do we tell? Do we tell, my parents? Your parents? Our friends? Family. Yeah, no, let's take a picture. That sounds perfect. I gotta say, this ring is perfect. Just flashy enough, but not being too gaudy or anything. It's a good thing I got my nails done the other day. Well, I got a manicure and a pedicure. Well, actually, Chelsea took me. You told her, didn't you? And here I was thinking she was just trying to be nice and spend time with me. I mean, I guess she was trying to be nice. She was making sure that I had good nails for when you proposed, but... Did she help you pick out the ring, too? Seriously? I'm glad you got her opinion, because... You both did really well. I guess she is my best friend, so... Hey, now that we're engaged, I feel like I kind of am obligated to ask you this question. Don't freak out. Don't feel any pressure. Just answer it honestly. Ready? You seem like you're gonna hyperventilate. Do you need a sec? Okay. When are we getting the CAD? I know, but like, when are we getting one? Oh, really? We need a fur baby to make this official. I'll hold you to it, buddy. No, I'm fine. Don't worry. I just have a bit of a stuffy nose. It's just the cold air. Don't worry about it. Let's take the picture. You could kiss my cheek and then I'm holding up my hand with the ring on it. Okay, sounds good. You're gonna have to bend down a little bit more. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, that looks so cute! It's a good thing you had flash on. And you can see the city lights in the back. It's perfect. We'll wait to post it once we tell family. Well, I don't want anyone's feelings getting hurt over the fact that they weren't told before social media was. Yeah. Just a little sleepy is all. I mean, it is already 11 p.m. and I've been working since 7. That sounds perfect. Let's go home, get cozy, and cuddle as fiancés. Get set the car. So, let's start driving home. Fiancé. I didn't even know we had this many, like, I guess, wooded roads back towards the outskirts of the city. They're really cool. Especially at this time of year. Yeah. Thank you. Well, for... I guess the most simple way to put it is not leaving. Well, I told you briefly about my dad and stuff and how I struggle to feel like people will stay in my life for very long. But you have been there for so long, and you believe in me, and you love me unconditionally, and I'm not... I don't feel like I deserve it. Stop, right? Okay, I deserve it in your eyes. Good enough. Well. Please know that I'm beyond baffled and appreciative of all the love you give me. It really does mean more than you know. I couldn't live the life I live without you. I couldn't wake up every morning smiling, knowing it'll be okay. 'Cause you're here. I couldn't be so happy. Anyways, enough of this happy talk. I'm sorry. I just needed to tell you that. Anyways, is it okay if I close my eyes for the rest of the way home? I'm real tired. Can I use your jacket as a blanket? It's in the back seat. Okay, thanks. Feel free to put the radio on, I don't mind.